Now, are all the traitors present? Let's get started, shall we?
From rags to riches.
I'm so sick of this. Working like a dog and being treated worse.
Yorkshire to New York.
We're climbers, you and me.
A life dedicated to revenge.
Let's make this an occasion to remember.
A Woman of Substance on Channel 4. Stream now.
There once was a woman who lived in a shoe. A size too snug, but what could she do? But that's not where her story ends. Thanks to a little help from her Experian friends, she got her score into much better shape and relocated to a box-fresh new place with room to grow and a mortgage to suit. Now, she lives in a spacious four-bedroom cowboy boot. Better your Experian credit score to help get mortgage ready. Experian. Better your score. Better your story.
You are listening to the Glass Cannon Network, the premier source for role-playing game entertainment.
On everybody, welcome back into Gen Con 2026 Gauntlet Prep. Oh baby, nothing quite like getting up first thing in the morning, stretching the old muscles, and rolling up some Traveler characters. It's a bright and early recording here. Matthew literally looks like he just rolled out of bed. It's amazing. My good buddy Skid
no,
is here.
No, he doesn't. He looks fine. Don't talk about Matthew that way.
Look at his totally hair. Look at his pillow head.
His hair looks the same as it always looks. I don't know if
that's... I think that's what's offensive then. You're okay. Saying his hair always looks sure. Like that?
I didn't know you paid that much attention to my hair, Joe. I mean, woof.
I could detect no difference from his hair from one day to the next, I guess.
Thank you, Skid.
It looks the same as it usually looks.
It's just for these reasons that I love.
Matthew, you look like you've been up for days. I'll say that.
Matthew, you look like you haven't slept in days.
I'll have you know that I haven't. But I did do my hair this morning anyway.
I'm your good buddy, Joe O'Brien, and we are back to create Traveler characters for our gauntlets this summer. We're doing more gauntlets at Gen Con this year for the first time ever, premiering Traveler gauntlets, with which Matthew is designing and putting together, sort of based around the characters that we create. This is our fourth installment, so you can go back and listen to a few others if you'd like, or just hang out here and listen to the creation of basically a brand new character. We had a Cliffy last week, just getting a new character started, and we're going to pick up right there. And my favorite part is it's my character. So I get to roll the dice for survivals and personal developments, etc. I've learned a lot over these first three episodes about these character builds and how to do it. And I've got the rule book in front of me and I'm ready to go. We are going to take a very quick break here and then jump right back in and get started. Don't go anywhere. A new Traveler character is coming at you fast. Coming up next. Hang in there.
Ready to launch your business? Get started with the commerce platform made for entrepreneurs. Shopify is specially designed to help you start, run, and grow your business with easy, customizable themes that let you build your brand, marketing tools that get your products out there, integrated shipping solutions that actually save you time. From startups to scale-ups, online, in person, and on the go, Shopify is made for entrepreneurs like you.
Sign up for your $1 a month trial at shopify.com/setup.
Feel that? Yep, it's winter fading away and the warmth of spring making its way back. Welcome the new season with Etsy and discover loads of fresh finds. Like a gorgeous new pair of sunglasses, because longer days mean getting to enjoy sunsets after 6 p.m. From the personalised to the practical, we've got you covered with millions of active listings to choose from. Spring arrives in just 2 days. Shop at Etsy.com and discover your perfect find today.
The world of Sonic the Hedgehog has been thrust into a not-so-dark, not-so-stormy, hard-boiled detective story that probably nobody saw coming. Follow Sonic and the Intrepid Chaotix Detective Agency as they take on their biggest case yet. This high-flying, action-packed adventure will take them across the world. fighting for every clue they can find. It's one heck of a tale. Which is good, because this story might be the only thing that can save their lives.
Well, if that's all, I can just dispose of you.
Wait, what?
All will be revealed in Sonic the Hedgehog presents The Chaotix Case Files. Listen now, wherever you get your podcasts.
When the Chaotix are on the case.
We're back and ready to dive back in. Who wants to recap this character? Matthew? Do you remember what happened?
I'll refer to my notes. Joe, you were building a teen internet celebrity.
That's right. That's right. An influencer somebody went viral making a sweet video. Yeah.
Soon to be published in the upcoming Influencers of Chartered Space Volume 1.
Yes.
But yes, she did not get into college. That was the big development last time.
That's right.
And so you decided to enter the Scout Service and you qualified. So the Scout Service is hiring. They're looking for people. So you qualified and you got your basic training and now you're about to roll for survival to see what happens in these first 4 years in the Scout Service.
Oh my God, I'm so excited. I don't know if I've ever rolled up a scout in the many sort of informal characters that we've rolled up in the course of playing this game, you know, in the course of just goofing around with character creation. I don't remember ever rolling up a scout. And so that is the one thing I remembered from the Cliffy last episode was I was about to go into the Scout Service and I was so excited. But I actually did forget that she was a media influencer that wanted to get out of that racket. It was just full of fake people and the whole thing was just not very dignified, or she wasn't growing as a person, and so she felt Scout Service, that's the way. No, actually she thought college, and college was like, how about no? She was like, okay, fine, I'll join the Scout Service. What were you gonna say there, Skin?
Well, Scout Service, I mentioned it last episode, but it was a very popular career path choice back in the day, largely because it was your best chance of getting your own ship. Because that was always one of the rewards was getting a scout ship.
Yes.
At the end of your service.
That's still true. I'm just going to give you a preview of the benefits table for scout. If you roll a natural one on your benefit roll, you still get a ship share. Remember, that's worth basically a mega credit towards a ship.
That's a million credits, right?
$1 million.
That you can only use towards a ship. However, if you roll a 6 on a D6, you get a ship. If you have some sort of, it's a 6 or 7 is a whole ship, whole scout ship. So,
yeah. Wow. Okay. So we want to try to do some things during the creation process that will give us pluses to our benefit rolls.
Yes.
If we can pull that off.
So the number one thing you can do is basically continue in this career as long as you can, because you get additional benefit rolls if you stay in the longer you stay in one career. And then if you're rank 5 or 6, you get an automatic dice modifier +1 to every roll. So
okay, all right, I'm having a really good time. I'm smiling to myself right now picturing a straight up senior citizen scouting service explorer joining the crew.
You just be 38.
I'm a scout.
Am I a senior? I'm older than 38. Am I a senior citizen to you, Joe?
Wait, 38 is it? You have to get out at that point? Or that would be their highest rank?
No, that would be
when senior citizenry begins.
Yeah, if you started at 18, you just have to get to rank 5 to get that modifier.
To get the max modifier.
20 years.
Okay, great. Well, let's see if she even survives the Scout Service. Here's another reason I love the Scout Service, and I think, Skid, you said it very well, that it was popular because it was your best chance to start with a ship. I think it's also, holy crap, the slate of skills you start with are really good for playing Traveler. So,
yes.
Matthew, correct me if I'm wrong, but these skills are astrogation, gun combat, mechanic, pilot, survival, and vac suit.
That is correct.
Service skills. You just get those at zero for free just for joining up.
The other thing I love about Scout, I always want to play a Scout. I want to do like, you know, I'm an admiral in the Navy or I'm a Scout. First of all, you chose Explorer. So this is, you go wherever the map is blank, exploring unknown worlds and uncharted space. How cool
is
that?
Yes! Come on!
But then the personal development table for the Scout is basically all the characteristics plus one. One through five is bump up a characteristic, and six is jack of all trades.
Jack of all trades.
Oh, my God. So you can't go wrong, dude. All right. Let's see. What could I benefit from? Eight on a characteristic is plus zero. Nine is plus one, right?
Nine is plus one. That's the division. Okay. Line. So you're plus one on.
I would need multiple plus ones to get any bonuses to the actual characteristic rolls, because I'm already at nine, and if I'm not at nine, I'm two below nine in everything.
There is a benefit to getting bumping up your endurance, even if you don't get the additional dice modifier, because that is effectively your HP.
All right, that's good. Also, it would be good to bump her intellect, which is five. I'd like to reduce that penalty, so that would be helpful. If you get to a six, it's no penalty, right?
Exactly.
Six, seven, and eight. That would be beneficial. Okay, let's.
But for now,
get down to it.
You got to roll your endurance to see if you survive.
Yeah.
All right, an endurance test to survive. What's my target number, Matthew?
Seven plus. I just want to note, Explorer is the toughest assignment to survive and advance in. No, I'm sorry. It's the toughest assignment to survive.
It's the easiest to advance in. It's easiest the toughest to survive.
Yeah, so you're set up
so
for success.
So cool! Oh, I don't want to fail this. That would mean I'm immediately can never explore again. I'm not allowed to ever go anywhere no one's been.
Can't leave your house.
I fail this roll. All right. Big roll here. Seven plus. Come on.
That's all you need. And you have a plus one to this.
And I've got a plus one. Okay, good start. One off the table, but I've got a four on one die and a three. That's an eight.
Oh.
Okay.
Result of an eight with my plus one. All right. So survived.
You survived. Give me a 2D. Give me roll 2D for an event.
2D for an event. These are what I'm excited to. Is that good or bad?
What?
Boxcars.
12.
Oh, that's very good.
It's very good.
It's very good.
You ready for this?
Yes.
You discover a world, item, or information of worth to the Imperium. You are automatically promoted.
Oh, baby. Oh, forego the promotion role. And I think it's got to be. I mean, I want it to be a world. If I was playing a game, I'd want it to be a world.
Yeah.
But like, is there anything gauntlet-wise that we can do if it's like, an item or an artifact or something? Like, could we make that part of our story?
You don't get it, but we could say you discover something that you now know about that's top secret or classified or something, and that maybe you're the one there if this is a raiding party, maybe you're the one they're hunting.
Yeah.
Very interesting. We've had all of our characters like in the crosshairs for who is being attacked as part of this raid, either people for their wealth or people for their knowledge or...
Can you imagine on a ship where the passengers include a celebrity sports journalist,
mm-hmm.
The esteemed ambassador to the Sword Worlds Confederation, a cook, an Aslan like famous scientist.
Yeah, like the Aslan Einstein.
Yeah,
Aslan Einstein. Albert Einstein.
But the raiding Aslan Einstein. The raiding party is looking for this. So this, you know, influencer.
Yeah. Oh my God, it's great. What is that? What's that from? It's in
Taken.
It's in Game of Thrones, right? Like there's that scene in Game of Thrones and in a Clash of Kings where like the raiding party's coming and Arya swears they're coming for her because she's, you know, trying to run away from the city, but they're coming for Gendry.
Oh, yeah, she's
like,
right.
Oh, yeah, never thought of that. You know, like, all, you just see the guards coming in and she's like, I'm screwed. Like, I love that little misdirect. I'm trying to, that happens in another story too, where it's like, oh no. Oh, it's X-Men. What made you think I was looking for you when he's trying for Wolverine?
Oh,
he thinks he's trying to get Wolverine, right. But he's actually trying to get Rogue.
Rogue, cool misdirect.
Yeah. All right.
So you survive and you got this event. You get an additional. Oh, so now you roll for advancement. So you got to roll.
It doesn't have to.
Nope. I automatically get promoted.
Yeah.
You're right. So now you get an extra roll on the skill table. So which skill table do you want to roll on?
Personal D, I think.
Personal D. Okay. 1d6.
1d6, personal D, that is a 1.
Strength plus 1.
All right, now my strength is also 1 away from not being a penalty anymore, which would be great.
Right. Okay.
All right, so she's lifting. She's lifted a little bit, getting stronger.
You are promoted to rank one, which is Scout.
Okay.
You get back suit one.
Got it.
And yeah, okay. Are you? Yeah, your rank is officially Scout.
I am officially a Scout. Okay, Scout. Terrific.
You going to continue on in the Scout service?
Yes. Do you think after I discover this world or this great artifact, which by the way, we can like roll write it in later, depending on how this all ends up, could I potentially go back to like Space Wesleyan and tell them to go fuck themselves? I just want to be like, I literally just want to show up and do a video out front and be like, they turned me down. I discovered a whole planet, and she just turns around and gives them the finger and then walks off screen.
And now I'm 35 seconds To Kill a Mockingbird. So fuck you.
You actually could go back to college. You take it to enter. If you want to try to get into college in term two, you take a dice modifier minus one. Term three, dice modifier minus two. However, because your social standing is high enough, you get a plus one to that roll. So you could quit and go back to college if you want to.
Man, you want to do a Rodney Dangerfield? Is that what you're going to do? Is that what?
I could go back to the Explorer service, right? The Scout service, right?
No, you'd have to requalify.
You have to requalify. Okay. All right. I'm going to stay in it.
That's a pretty easy qualification to get back.
I'm enjoying this. I'm going to stay in it. I'm enjoying it. She's enjoying the celebrity and the fame from it, but also it feels like she's doing something important and good. she's like made the Imperium aware of an entire like alien peoples on this planet that they can now kill. So yeah, she's really feeling good about herself. Subjugate, exactly. All right, let's go. Okay. Term two, she's 22 years old.
You get a role on the skills table. You can choose from personal development, service skills, or explorer. Sadly, your education is not high enough to get to the advanced education table.
I don't understand what's happening. Why is that happening?
You start every turn.
Oh, because the first one I got basic training.
Yes.
Now the second term I roll on a skills table.
Exactly.
Okay. Let me actually take a peek at this. I think this is kind of important. So where do I go?
Page 44.
I'm there. I'm looking at, advanced education, minimum education 8, service skills, surveyor. Wait, what can I do? Personal development?
Personal development, service skills, or explorer.
Or explorer. Okay, got it.
Good stuff on explorer too. You wanted to be the pilot. That was right.
I wanted to be the pilot. Yeah. So I'd have to randomly roll that. But I mean, all those skills are good. I wouldn't want to roll science. In fact, I'd request a reroll if we did that, just because we have such a great science character already. But all right, how about I do? I'm going to keep doing personal development to see if I can get rid of these penalties. All right, let's do personal development. Here we go. That is intelligence plus one.
Hey, four. There you go.
I rolled a four. So I actually did it.
Six, and you intellect. Get a little smarter.
A little bit smarter.
Okay. Fantastic. All right. I'm happy about that.
Okay. Now let's roll to survive. So endurance, 7+.
Endurance.
It's a hard life one. Out there.
Oh my God. I rolled boxcars again. That's a 13. Okay.
All right, you survive. You spend another 4 years in the Scout service. Let's see what happens. Roll 2D for an event.
2D for an event. I think I used up my boxcars. Oh, but that is a 10. Do they get better as they get higher?
They tend to.
Yeah, the rewards. Well, yeah, I mean, they're pretty good. Okay, 10. You spend a great deal of time on the fringes of charted space. Roll survival 8+ or pilot 8+. If you succeed, gain a contact in an alien species in one level in any skill of your choice. If you fail, roll on the mishap table, but you are not ejected from this career.
Oh, shit.
Oh, okay. Oh, that's interesting combo. All right.
Now, here's the question I'd have for you, Skid. I would, if I were refereeing this, I would allow him to apply his characteristic modifier as well. Not just the skill. As if he were rolling a check in the game.
Yeah.
Great.
Yeah.
So if you choose
survival. It's like an end game roll for sure.
So if I choose survival, it's modified by endurance?
Most likely, yeah. And piloting would be deck. So you're going to get an additional plus one if you choose either.
Either one. All right. Then let's do piloting. Let's test. Okay, wow. I never thought I'd test piloting during this. This is great. But I have a 0 in pilot, so that's no penalty. And then a plus one from decks.
Yep.
And this is, I'm trying to hit 8+.
Okay.
All you have to do is hit the most common roll.
The most common roll, and I do not. I roll a 3.
Okay.
Modified up to a 4. Shit. All right.
Let's roll 1D for the mishap table.
1D for the mishap table. Okay. 6.
Oh. Injured. Roll on the injury table.
Why are all my people always hurt? Well, they're intrepid explorers. I mean, that's what happens.
Yeah.
Okay, roll 1d6.
Of course the ambassador never got hurt.
Well, no. He was playing a high-stakes political game.
Yeah, it's a much less physically dangerous profession. Yeah.
All right. Shit. So roll 1d6 and you want to roll high.
Oh, God.
1d6 and I want to roll high.
Yep.
All right, here we go. 6.
Hey. Lightly injured, no permanent effect.
All right. Wow. Okay.
So I guess maybe were you in like an accident, were you a crash or something? Or you knew?
Yeah. Yeah, perhaps. And I would say obviously it was due to mechanical, you know, malfunction. It's certainly not pilot error. And she was in a lemon. It crashed, but she miraculously walked away unharmed. Like those insane IndyCar crashes, you know what I mean, where the car's like with parts flying everywhere, and then the guy just like walks out. You're like, how are you not dead? I think, and then, but she crashed into this place, and randomly there was no alien there. She cannot replay the events of Enemy Mine.
It's true. Yeah, no.
But that's the real if I had rolled differently, she would have been able to meet someone there and have an alien contact. Very cool.
Maybe you pull a Harrison Ford, and that you were called upon to do some derring do and rescue some people that were in danger, but unfortunately you crashed the ship. But you're fine, and everyone else is fine. It's like the celebrity tries to put their pilot's license to good use and ends up perhaps embarrassing themselves on the
how dare you
stage.
We made it clear it was instrumentation. It was not pilot error.
Sure, okay. But of course. My mistake.
Stinks. But I'm not bounced out of the career. I do not advance.
No, now you roll for advancement.
Now you roll for
advancement. Oh, that's separate role. This was an event.
This is a life event, yeah.
Okay.
Education, separate role. 7+.
Education, 7+. Here we go. No penalty to this role, but no bone. 8.
Okay. Rank 2.
You're promoted to rank 2.
So excited.
You get no bonuses with that, but you are promoted and you get a roll on the skills table.
What's my new title?
Nothing. Rank 2 is nothing.
Okay.
You hope one day of becoming a senior scout at rank 3.
Okay. Okay. That's what I'll be going for. All right. I'll do personal development. Let's go.
Personal D. All right.
Let's get some strength. Now, I will say personal D.
All right. Go ahead.
I already rolled it.
All right,
I rolled a 5.
That's education plus 1.
That gives me a plus 1 to education.
No, not yet. You stay at plus 0. You're at 8.
Oh, that's right. But now I could try to go to advanced education skill table.
That's right.
You do have access to the advanced education skills table.
Dance moves.
Which also has jack of all trades on it.
That's right.
Okay. Oh, this is... Okay. She's developing. I like this. Right.
So you're 22. Oh, no, you're 26 now.
Now I'm 26.
You're a scout in the scout service. You've had some ups and downs. You going to continue?
Yes. I'm going to continue in the scout service. Give me a third term in the scouts. She's shining here and developing.
Right. You get a skills roll. I as much as you want to go, like you want to bump up those personal character, those characteristics under personal development, I would encourage you to maybe roll a couple times on the skills table just so you have some skills.
Gotcha.
Right now, the only skill you have at level 1 is back suit.
Okay.
But explore.
You know how to wear clothes.
You know how to wear your clothes.
All right, then I'll do advanced education because that also has jack of all trades.
It does.
And I could potentially get like explosives up to a 1. Wait, was explosives on basic training? It was. Medic.
No, explosives was not on basic training.
Oh, then I don't have explosives. Sorry.
Yeah, you still get it at level 1 at this
point. Oh, okay. So you don't get level 0 on these. You get
get level 0 for your basic training, and after that you increase the skill by 1. Unless it has a number, like on the promotions table, you'll see that it has vac suit 1, pilot 1 at level 3. Yeah, so I was going to say I would advocate not going for pilot on this one, because if you get promoted, you automatically get pilot level 1.
Yeah. Understood. All right, here we go. I'm going to go for advanced education. Let's get a graduate degree here.
It's Seafarer. I rolled a 3. Can I reroll? Come on. It's not going to be in the thing at all.
I mean, you can reroll if you want to asterisk your character.
I'm going to reroll. Fuck that. I'm going to have to reroll all these, I'm realizing. Science, get the hell out of here. Explosives. All right, I'll take it. That's a 4.
All right, you get explosives 1. Explosives for some reason, one. The scout service, you learn how to use explosives.
Well, a lot of surveying, you know, that's true. Use explosive charges. So.
Yeah, exactly. Through. Fire in the hole.
Okay. All right, let's roll for survival. Endurance, 7+.
So this is my third term. I'm 26 on my way to 30, and I'm rolling survival, right?
Yep.
I already got the skill, and that is endurance.
Endurance.
7+.
All you need, and you get a +1. So all you need,
and I get a +1. I rolled a 6. +1 is 7.
Okay.
Oh, survived.
You survived. Okay.
But do I advance?
Let's see. What's
March Madness starts this week? Do I survive in advance? Let's see.
Roll on the event table. 2D.
2D on the events table. That is a 5.
You perform an exemplary service for the scouts. Gain dice modifier +1 to any one benefit roll.
Nice.
Yes!
That's all right. Good.
So jot that down. Let's remember.
I'm taking my notes here.
All right. This gets me one step closer to a ship.
3.
So you're telling me there's a chance. How do we get this ship involved in the gauntlet if I get one after having already like this luxury liner idea? It's like maybe she crashes into the ship and that starts the encounter.
You could have like linked up with the ship, with a larger ship, right? Like your ship could be in the hangar
docked. Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. All right. Roll for advancement.
I love a good docked ship encounter where you like it has to break free, or you know what I mean? Like where you're going to lose oxygen, whatever, you're going to lose pressure. Yeah. Depressurization. I love those kind of stressful scenes in sci-fi movies. All right. Where are we at?
Advancement, education 7+.
Education 7+. Here we go. Dude, 9. She's a beast.
Wow.
She's okay.
You're a senior.
Did you say
scout.
Master Scout?
Senior scout.
Senior Scout.
Okay. Roll on the skills tables.
Roll on the skills tables. Okay. Then I will roll. Let's see. I'll roll on the explorer table. Yeah.
Okay, cool.
Let's do the explorer table. I can't get jack of all trades, unfortunately.
So you just got pilot 1, just noting when you got promoted. So go ahead. Yep.
I got pilot 1. Or should I do service skills?
Honestly, if it were me, now that you have pilot 1, I would maybe do... No, it doesn't matter. You can do whatever you want.
Yeah. Yeah, they're kind of similar. I like, so I'm just thinking in terms of gauntlets. I like the stealth and recon I could get from explorer.
Recon's great to have.
I like the gun combat I could get from service skills.
Mm-hmm. It also might, if you want to bump your pilot up another one, that would be good to have too.
Yeah. Well, pilot's in both of them. So, okay. I'm going to do, well, let's just do role playing wise then. I'm going to do explorer. She really seems like she's spending her time on the edges of space.
I'm assuming you took pilot spacecraft, right?
Yes.
You can do pilot spacecraft or pilot capital ships.
Oh my God. I was going to say pilot capital ships as a joke.
Or small craft.
Like this, like 22-year-old kid is just like, I'm in charge here. It was like a crew of 700. All right. What do I write in? Spacecraft?
Yeah. You'll be on a spacecraft.
And I'm already a level 1 pilot. All right. Then let's go ahead and I will do explorer skills. Explorer skills. I rolled a 3. Engineer.
Okay. So you also are going to choose a specialty for this. So your options are wait for it.
Interesting. We don't have an engineer yet. We don't have anybody with engineer skills. Cool.
So you have 5 options. M drive, which is the maneuvering drive.
Yep.
J drive, which is your jump drive, life support, or power. Oh, 4 options.
How about we're building an encounter character. Let's do life support.
Okay.
I think that would be really cool. It's always cool to have the threat of a life support issue in an encounter.
Yeah,
it's true.
In a starship.
Okay. So you advanced a senior scout. You got your level one. You got your rank one in pilot and a rank one in engineer life support. Okay. So you know how, so you're good at engineering, explosives, and piloting. Oh, and vac suit still. You still look good in the vac suit.
I still look damn good in a vac suit. All right, I'm going to keep going. I think if this goes really well, I may muster out at 34 to avoid any aging roles. I don't know. I'm thinking about it. But here we go. Term 4 of the scout service. Also, there's that whole issue of like getting as many benefit roles as possible, which is super fun. All right. Start me off. What do I do? Skills table?
Skill table. You choose.
Skill table, I choose. All right, service skills. Let's do service skills. Here we go. I got a 4. Astrogation.
Astrogation, that's great. Also good to have.
Okay, good.
You had it at 0, now you have it at 1. Okay. All right, let's roll for survival. Endurance, let's see.
Endurance, 7 plus. Here we go. 8, so a 9, adjusted 9. So okay, great. Survived.
Great.
Give me an event.
Event is a 6 creeping towards mid.
Okay. You spend several years jumping from world to world on your scout ship. Gain 1 of astrogation 1, electronics 1, navigation 1, pilot small craft 1, or mechanic 1.
Ooh. Ooh. Interesting. What's pilot small craft? Like a fighter?
Like a launch or a fighter, yeah. Ships under 100 tons.
Ships under 100 tons.
Like a pinnace.
All right, for the purposes of our gauntlet, I'm going to do mechanic 1. I feel like we're building the ship's engineer, right? The ship's mechanic here, I feel like.
I mean,
we started out in pilot, but she can also pilot, like...
Yeah, I was going to say, I feel like you're a little bit of a jack of all trades as a scout. Maybe you're doing a lot of solo missions. Kind of everyone wears a lot of hats on the scout
career. That's kind of the whole thing for the scout service is you are meant to be able to do kind of everything. That's why jack of all trades appears in multiple places on this skills table.
That's cool. All right. That's a life event.
You get mechanic 1. All right. Let's roll for advancement. Education 7 plus.
Education 7 plus. Here we go. No bone. Oh, no. I didn't get it. I rolled a 4.
All right, you don't advance. You don't roll an additional. You don't roll another roll on the skills table.
Shit!
But you're fine. You can keep going, or you can muster out. So I will tell you right now. You're rank 3. You've done 4 terms, so you would get 4 rolls plus 2 bonus. But no, and you have a dice modifier plus 1 on one of those rolls. But yeah, that's where you're at.
Wait, so 4 total, 2 plus 2 bonus.
No, or 6 total.
And on one of them, I get a plus 1.
Yes.
And I can roll for the ship every single time until I either get it or have millions in ship shares, right?
Yes. But there's also weapon. You know, you also probably want a little money so you can buy some equipment.
Right. Okay. Interesting. Yeah. I feel like she should be on the younger side. So I'll muster out here at 34.
Okay.
I'll do it.
Do you have a name for her?
No, I don't. I do have a first name that I thought of right when we started the sesh, but I want to get a last name here. Let me think about it for a second while we do some benefit rolls.
All right.
What do we, where can I look at these?
The benefit rolls, page 44.
Oh, it's the same page. It's all jammed in there. Mustering out benefits. All right, so a 6 or a 7 is a... Oh, so it's just one table. I can't choose from different tables. I know had that.
All you choose is a table. Cash or benefits.
Cash or benefits. Understood. Okay. Wow. So she's never going to get a lot of cash. So I am not going to... I'm going to do my first roll... Oh, this is so stressful. I'm going to do my first roll on... the benefits table with a plus 1. Let's go right out of the gate. Because if I roll that high number and I didn't do it, I'll be mad. Here we go. Plus 1 on the benefits table. We're looking for a 5 or higher here so that this character can have her own scout ship. Be very cool. Here we go. God damn it. I fucking got a 3. All right. So that's 4. Weapon.
Weapon. Okay.
So I start with what? Some sort of incredible laser rifle?
You could do whatever you want. Now, you only have Gun Combat Zero, so you don't specialize in energy weapons or slug or whatever. So you can choose whatever you want.
Okay, and that's something you can do off air?
Yeah.
All right, so I'll just make a note. She gets a free weapon.
Okay.
Okay. All right, here we go. Second roll, benefits. Here we go. Come on, baby. Four again. Another weapon.
Okay.
Another weapon. Okay.
You're a little bit nervous about being out there in the void.
Okay. Free weapons. Okay.
All right. Great.
Here we go. I've got benefits again. Let's go. Come on. Come on, baby. Six!
Holy shit.
Congratulations.
Scout ship. We did it.
We got your own wedge-shaped gray ship.
I'll show you a picture.
Awesome. Dude, I'll take it. I'll take a wedge-shaped gray ship.
It's the classic traveler ship.
Yeah, we got to have that. Somebody's got to have it.
Hell yeah.
That's awesome.
There it is.
Yeah, look at that.
Oh, that looks awesome.
Oh, they added some splashes of color to it in the new edition. I like that.
Matthew doesn't like the color. He prefers sheet metal gray.
This is a jump two ship.
Ooh, that's good.
Yeah, it got some range. You need it's a crew of three. You need a pilot, an astrogator, and an engineer, minimum.
Pilot, astrogator, and an engineer. All right.
Okay, so you got your ship. So maybe get some cash to maintain the ship.
That sounds good. Okay, great. So
it is
that
funny
was
when you Google the scout ship, the first thing that comes up is a video with Seth like walking through his 3D printed ship that he got.
That's awesome. All right, let's go with cash. Mustering out cash, no bonuses. We get three tries at this.
Yep.
I don't really want to get my intelligence or if I got my education plus one, I could get a plus one to education, but that's okay. Let's get cash. Here we go. One. So 20K. I'm just going to roll it right away again. Four. 30K. So that's 50K.
Great.
And now I get one more roll. Is 50K enough to start with? I don't need to be rich. I don't need to be.
You have two weapons, 50K. I mean, your ship, like, we'd have to, you know. The other thing you could do is you could make a story that your character's on their way to pick up their ship. You know, that's kind of a classic way to get a character one of these ships. So they go on an adventure. At the end of the adventure, they get their ship.
Yeah.
There's one of the module I ran for New Game Who Dis. That is one of the exact things they write into the text. But it's like, if you have a character who rolled with a ship, like the ship they get in this module can be their ship.
Got it. I got one roll left. I'm not going to roll cash. I find it boring. I'm going to roll benefits and see if I can get a second ship. Right. I mean, mainly what I really want is intelligence or education, particularly education plus one, which is a three on the die.
So you want a two. You want to roll a two. Oh, no, you don't have a dice modifier. You just want a three.
I have no modifier. So I want to roll a three. A two or a one would be fine. I don't need a third weapon. Here we go. Five. A third weapon.
Okay, well, maybe you get, you know, a sidearm and a rifle and a sword or a knife.
Dude, armed to the teeth, this arms girl. Teeth. Oh, my God.
That experience in the scout service certainly gave you a little bit of it, made you a little bit nervous. Okay, so you did four terms.
I have an idea.
Yes.
I'll throw it out there. If you don't like it, throw it right back. I had a first name come to me right when we started this episode that I liked, and it just rung to me for this person. And I'm thinking maybe as an influencer and how famous she became, maybe she just has one name. She's so famous, she's just one name.
I guess it depends on the name.
Yeah. So the name is Amaya. She is.
That's pretty good.
Amaya. Isn't that good? Doesn't that sound like it could be like, oh, I know who you're talking about immediately when you say that name.
Yeah, that girl was super popular that she couldn't get into college.
Wasn't Amaya that influencer who couldn't get into college and then like...
And then disappeared like for years.
Subjugation of an alien species.
That
nearly
Amaya?
Killed a guy the in that Amaya. Plane crash.
So funny. But yeah, no, if you think of a good last name, let me know. I just can't think of one right now off the top of my head. I was trying to think of something that like evoked exploration or, you know, Amaya Farwander, right? Like something that's not cheesy, but like can evoke that kind well, of she, why can't, why big can't open
she's
spaces.
An influencer. She could make up her yeah, own,
she
make
could
up a last name.
Make her own last name too.
Yeah. Amaya.
Amaya Space Crawler.
Amaya Space Crawler. Not bad. Not bad. Amaya.
All right.
Trevor.
Well, that is you. That's Amaya.
That's Amaya.
We got someone
that's
who could be Amaya. A pilot or a mechanic or they have their own, you know, she has her own ship. So, all right.
Dude, she's awesome. She could do anything.
Yeah.
Okay. My turn?
Your turn after a break. Let's take a break and do another stretch. And then when we come back, Matthew, you start another character. We'll see where you're going to go with this one. We'll be back really quick. Hang in there.
Oh, please, not that music. That music gives me nightmares from my childhood.
Could we get something a little bit lighter? Some lighter music here.
Are you a fan of true crime TV shows?
And what about Unsolved Mysteries, the show that jumpstarted all of our love of true crime?
I'm Ellen Marsh.
And I'm Joey Taranto.
And we host I Think Not, a true crime comedy podcast covering some of the wildest stories from your favorite true crime campy TV shows all the way to Unsolved Mysteries.
Baby, you will laugh, you will cry, you'll think about true crime in a whole new way, and you'll also ask yourself, who gave these people mics?
New episodes of I Think Not are released every Wednesday with bonus episodes out every Thursday on Patreon.
And every Monday, you can listen to our True Crime Run down where we go over the top true crime headlines of the week.
So come and join us wherever you listen to your podcasts.
Welcome to the realms of peril and glory. Explore the mechanically magical vistas of Vale, the paranormal mysteries of liminal London, and the cyberpunk chaos of Cyborg. Be awed by our incredible guests from familiar shows like Oxventure and No Rolls Barred. Search Realms of Peril and Glory to find out more.
Ah, the Regency era. You might know it as the time when Bridgerton takes place, or as the time when Jane Austen wrote her books. The Regency era was also an explosive time of social change, sex scandals, and maybe the worst king in British history. Vulgar History's new season is all about the Regency era, the balls, the gowns, and all the scandal. Listen to Vulgar History Regency Era wherever you get podcasts.
Welcome back. We are ready to get back to creating a new character. Who's up? Matthew is up. The guy who so rarely gets to roll his own characters, but he got to do it once, and he made by far the most influential character so far among the five we've created. He created an ambassador to the stars. And by the way, you don't just get to say, I'm an ambassador. It took, what, six promotions?
Seven terms. So he
seven he did, terms,
he
six
was a minister
promotions.
For two terms, and then he got promoted.
Just incredible. Very cool character. But now, who's next? What are you thinking? Do you have a concept in mind? Are you going to go just start with characteristics, and we'll go from there? What do you think?
I want to roll a Varger.
A Varger?
Oh, yes.
What is a Varger?
Varger is one of the classic
this is the one
species.
That's V-A-R-G-R?
Yes. Mm-hmm. Yeah, okay. They are in the core rulebook. You can those are usually considered to be Vargers who grew up and operate in charted space under Imperium territory. I want to go to Aliens of Charted Space Volume 1 and roll up a Varger who at least begins their life and career in the Varger extents. So Varger are the kind of wolfish humanoids.
Yes. Okay, I remember this now.
The lore, right, Skid, is that the ancient seeded wolf DNA on a far, you know, on a planet. Eventually.
Yeah, they're genetically modified, uplifted wolves, and they were seeded in various planets, like forward of human space.
One of my favorite one of my favorite kind of you know quality or traits of a Vargr is that they, I think it's they dress in ways that would make those in charted space, or at least humans anyway, think that they have an interesting sense of color. They tend to dress in a lot of bright colors, clashing colors.
That's fun.
I don't know if that's because of their
because they're colorblind.
They're colorblind, right?
So yeah, that's amazing. I'd like to ask you both a question, a general question about life, about science fiction nerdery. I don't know the answer to this. Are the terms for alien races, are the terms uplifted and or awakened the same and interchangeable? Or is there an implied difference? Like when you say, oh, I'm playing an awakened turtle, or I'm playing an uplifted turtle. Do you know, is there a difference or are those terms interchangeable?
I mean, if I were to just guess, I mean, awakened sounds more like, okay, I am a turtle who has had my intelligence or whatever, amped up to Sophon level, right? Like I'm a giant tortoise who suddenly can talk and,
Okay. So at one point it implies you were one thing and became another, you specifically, an individual.
Whereas uplifted, in this case, it's like they, it's a whole species, right? You've done a little genetic.
You're part mischief. Of an uplifted alien race and you were born that way.
Other species uplifted your ancestors, genetically modified your ancestors to be Sophons, and you're a descendant of that.
And uplifted always implies that someone consciously did this to another species.
At some point,
there had to be an uplifter. It wasn't like a natural phenomenon or evolution.
This is not a natural evolution.
Got it.
Yeah.
But awakened could be like a natural evolution?
I don't know.
Yeah. Sure.
Yeah. Okay. Just curious. Whenever I hear uplifted, Matthew, I always think of Race for the Galaxy. There's a bunch of uplifted worlds and uplifted.
It's a good game.
Yeah.
Are you going to bring that? We're going to LA at the end of the week. Can you bring Race for the Galaxy?
I absolutely can. I got you. All right. Let's do it.
So the Vargr, it was just one in the extents. The Vargr operate, they were kind of a pack culture. So there's a lot of infighting for leadership amongst the pack. But they're, it's Vargr from the extents are kind of seen by those in charted space as kind of an aggressive pirate and scavenging culture, but there is actually a lot more going on. That said, I kind of want to play a pirate. So we'll see if we can.
Oh, a pirate. Okay, cool.
Oh, I like that.
That's a cool idea.
Corsair is actually the
career. Corsairs. Oh, there are a lot. There's a Vargr Corsair is a very common image.
Can I follow along here? Is there a page
I'm
I can
on page
go to?
40. I'm sorry, one page. I'm on page 179 of Aliens of Charted Space, Volume 1, Vargr Travelers.
Aliens of Charted Space, Volume 1, and you're 179. All right, I'll get there.
Okay, so the big change for Vargr is that they don't use social standing because that's not really an element of their culture.
Oh, so you have a different sheet?
No, if you look on the standard sheet, you'll see that there's a whole other characteristics section.
Yes.
But they have a charisma.
Other characteristics. Cool.
And you roll that one differently. So
hold on a second. Sorry. You just reminded me. We started rolling luck for these characters and then stopped at a certain point.
We did, didn't we?
Yeah.
All right. I'll go back and fix that before we take these on the road, as it were. Okay. So I'm going to roll. The other thing, Vargr get bite and heightened senses as traits. But the trade-off is they get all their characteristics. When you go, you whatever you roll for strength, you take a minus -2. Dex, you take a plus +1. Endurance, you take a minus -1. So I'll be doing those as we go.
Okay.
I believe your Aslan also had heightened senses in addition to your Dewclaw. Okay. Oh, so I'm going to do 3D and drop the lowest for strength first. Okay. That is a 9. Minus -2 is a 7.
Okay, that's good.
Plus zero, cool. Plus, yeah, not bad. Okay, dexterity. That is a 7 plus 1 is an 8.
Nice.
There you go.
Okay, so plus 0 on that one as well. Okay, endurance is an 8 minus 1 is a 7. Ugh. So plus 0 for that as well. Thoroughly average so far. Okay, intellect. Woof. Okay, that is a 3.
Oh, you dumb wolf.
You stupid wolf.
Stupid wolf. So is that a
guess
minus 2?
You're not
two?
So uplifted.
Yeah, right.
I think it's just
there's
a
reason
dog
I went into piracy.
It's just a dog standing on its hind legs.
It is. I think he's just a dog.
So it's a minus 1
to intellect.
Like,
look at that Varger. I think he's just a dog. He learned to stand on his hind legs.
Endurance is a 4, 5 minus 1.
Oh no.
I'm sorry, that was education, sorry.
Oh, that's so even worse.
My endurance is okay. All right, and now for charisma, it says roll 1d plus 2. Do we think I could take an extra die to simulate our drop the lowest here, or do you want me to stick to the...
Yeah, take an extra die. We do that.
I roll 2.
Take the higher one and add 2 to it.
I rolled 2 twos, so I have a 4. Oof. Charisma.
Wow.
That's not good for this Varger, because that's mostly that's what you use to qualify.
Yeah, you're a stupid asshole.
Yeah. You're really
my highest,
dumb, but at least
my highest characteristic
you
is an 8 or plus 0.
Oh, you might not qualify for anything. This is going to be great. I want to see what happens. We got to get a drifter in this gauntlet somewhere.
Yeah, I mean, he might be a Varger drifter.
All right, straight dog.
I'm going to go straight dog.
Get ASPCA around.
All right. Charisma 7 plus I have to roll to get into the course to qualify to be a pirate.
Wow.
Right, let's see what I get. Oh, boy. So I have to roll. I have to roll an 8 to get the 8 or higher to get this. 9. I got an 8 exactly.
Wow.
Wow.
Okay. His dream. I didn't roll for gender. Let me roll. Okay. Her dreams of piracy are not dashed yet. Okay. So I'm going to get my service skills for my basic training. So I get. Oh, I didn't do background. So I get education. So I'm going to get 3. So I'm going to take. Do Varga have separate background skills? Skills are determined as normal. Oh, I get melee infighting as a Varga. 0.
Where are you seeing that? I'm on page 179. I don't see shit.
181 skills.
181.
Let's just see. Is there any. So standard background skills. Okay. All right. So she wants to be a pirate. So we'll take, I'm going to take, what am I going to take for her?
What do you mean? What are you going to take?
Background skills.
Oh, background skills. Gotcha.
You know, so I'm going to take vac suit.
Okay.
Level 0. I will take carouse at level 0.
It's important for pirate.
Important for piracy.
Got to learn all your shanties.
And you know what? I'm going to take language just so, you know, there's some communication skills there. All right. Now I'm going to take my service skills for my basic training as a Corsair. I get vac suit 0, athletics, dex, or just in this case, athletics at 0, stealth at 0.
Oh, that's good.
Yep.
Recon, we didn't have any 0. Stealth yet.
I think this is their first character that's recon, so that's going to be helpful.
That's good.
Melee, I already have.
Is recon like perception?
Yeah, you can use it like perception. It's also, you can use it as recon, right? Like you're trying to do reconnaissance. But
learn details on a situation.
When we've run it, we've always just effectively used recon as perception.
Pretty much like perception, yeah.
Okay. Let's see if she survives. All right. So, I got to choose an assignment. Raider, pilot, or reaver?
Raider.
Raider, you think? Oh, yeah.
I think Raider.
Yeah. Okay. All right. So Raider, let's see this. Is an endurance for survival.
Oh, come on,
charisma,
dude.
For advancement, though. Ooh.
This is the one to roll. My goodness. Every one of these skills is phenomenal in a gauntlet. Every single one.
Well, yeah, because you're a pirate.
Under Raider. Yeah.
All right.
Stealth. Oh, yeah. I'm not going to say.
I'll do
go.
Raider. All right. Let's see if I survive. I barely survived. I roll a 7. Okay. Let's do an event. 9. Do you want to read events for me, Skid, or just to keep this? So I'm not
you become involved in a territorial war with a rival Corsair band. Oh boy. Roll gun combat any or melee any 8 plus to help defeat them. Gain charisma plus 1 if you succeed, or roll on the injury table if you fail.
Oh,
right. I'm going to do gun combat, and That way I can give my... Oh, well, I have a plus zero to dex. Doesn't matter. I'm going to roll gun combat. Let's see what happens.
Oh, boy. Eight plus, dude.
11.
Wow.
You won the fight. You get plus one charisma.
Plus one charisma.
That's amazing. I go up to a five charisma. Still at
Oh, you just need one more.
Just need one more to be perfectly average. Okay. Let's see if I advance. So this is going to be a charisma roll. So let's see what happens.
Oh, boy.
7+.
This is the toughest one. This is the
And you're taking a -1 to this and you need to get a 7.
Yep. And I rolled a 7 on the die. So I
failed. Oh, no.
So I don't advance. I remain rank 1.
Okay.
And I don't get an extra roll on the skills table. Okay. That's okay. She's going to keep going as a raider. All right. Is a Corsair a ship, Skid? Is the benefit, mean, the top benefit?
I've heard it as a ship.
Yeah. Yeah. It is. There is a Vargr Corsair ship, I believe.
Let's see if it's in this book or if I have to go to the ship book. The High Guard.
So wait, did you not reach rank 1 or do you automatically start rank 1? Oh, no,
you're right. I'm at rank 0.
Yeah.
I'm a grunt.
Oh, they're 400-ton ships. Oh, yeah, I remember these. Yes. Okay. Yeah.
Okay. Is it in this book or is it in the High Guard?
I think it's in High Guard.
All right, I'll find it later. Yeah. Okay. All right. Well, she's going to do another term as a pirate. Let's see if she can make this work. God, what a terrible start.
Wait, you were a raider, not a pilot.
Oh, you're a raider. Sorry, I said pirate.
Oh, I thought you said pilot.
Okay. I thought you pronounced. I'm going to take a raid. I'm going to take raider as a skill. You know what I'm going to do? I'm going to take personal development because I need to get these skills up. And gun combat and melee are both on there. So,
yeah.
One. Don't roll a 3.
Strength plus one. No help.
Nope.
Okay. All right. Let's see if I survive. Endurance 7+. 10.
Ooh. Okay.
All right. Let's go to an event. 7.
Life event.
Oh, Vargr life event.
Vargr life event. What page do you go to for that?
Okay.
204. Got it.
11.
Crime. Ooh. Oh, no. Crime.
You commit a crime. No!
Or are accused of a crime. Lose charisma -1. Oh, wait. Grammatically, I think that means you gain 1 charisma.
Exactly. You lose charisma -1. That sounds like charisma +1 to me.
Modifier, yeah. And I go up to a +0.
All right. Congratulations. All right.
I was going to say, I am a pirate. Being accused of a crime might, raise me in the esteem of my colleagues. Would
you lose respect for Quidditch? Because I don't like that pirate. I hear I've committed a crime.
Maybe I've violated the Corsair code.
Well, maybe.
All right. Well, I go down to 4.
That's...
I'm sorry, Matthew. I'm struggling.
Gosh, if I had done... Never mind. All right. No. Let's go back to see if I advance, even though I've been accused of a crime as a pirate.
I guess maybe you got caught. Maybe that's the
thing. Oh, yeah. I got caught. Yeah, that's a good idea. That's good. That does... Everyone's like, ooh.
Yeah, you were doing it anyway. But you just got caught.
Okay, well, let's see if I advance now with my reduced charisma. 8 -1, 7.
Advance.
Yes. Okay.
All right. I go to rank 1. I get melee one.
Melee 1.
I'm going to choose, what do you think? Melee. I was thinking like melee brawl or whatever the unarmed combat is.
Yeah.
Brawl. Unarmed, blade, bludgeon, or natural. Yeah, I'll do natural.
Oh, natural.
Yeah, it's like about the bite.
Your claws and your bites. Yeah. Claw, bite.
Claw, bite. Okay. Melee 1. Great. Okay. That's it. All right. But I advance, so I get another roll on the skills table. I'm going to do personal development again.
Personal D. Let's go.
All right. Well, I up my strength again with another 1. So I'm up to a +1 strength.
That's good because you just got melee 1 along with your natural. I mean, that's going to be awesome.
Yeah.
Okay. Great. Okay, that is my second term. All right, I'm going to keep going. Let's keep going.
Absolutely.
Okay. An event. I'm going to do personal development again. 6. Charisma plus 1.
Okay. Got your charisma. Okay.
Back to plus 5.
Come on.
Back to 5. Minus 1.
You need one more. Stop getting caught for crimes you did commit.
Okay.
You definitely committed.
Most likely did commit.
Career.
I tried to steal something and I got pulled over. Pulled over in space.
Hey, where are you headed? Where are you headed tonight?
Margaret sense.
Where are you coming from?
I just had a couple beers.
I don't survive. I rolled a 6.
Oh, no.
So I'm getting kicked out of this Corsair career.
Oh, no.
Okay, let me roll on the mishap table.
Oh, I'm excited. Let's
see what happens. 4.
A job goes wrong and the pack looks for new leadership. Oh, shit. Oh. Roll charisma 8 plus to support the winning side. If you fail, you are forced to leave the band and gain a rival. But you can stay in the career, I guess, if you maybe succeed.
Maybe this is saying I can stay in the career. All right, let's see what happens. So charisma 8 plus. I'm a minus 1 to this. I rolled a 7. So I roll a 6. So I fail.
You are forced to leave the band.
Yep, and I gain a rival.
Yep.
Okay. Oh man, a job goes wrong, and you're out. You are kicked out.
Yeah.
Okay. So. Okay. Brutal. Great. All right. So I'm back out on the streets.
How old are you? Do you age the same as humans?
Yeah. So I'm currently 20. That was the end of the second term. So I'm 26.
That's in dog term. Years, though. That's in dog years.
That should have been your third term.
That was my third term. You're right. Okay. So I'm 30. Okay. I'm going to do at least one more term to get us into charted space. So I think after shaming herself as a pirate and in her pack and being kicked out of her pack, she's going to try to move into charted space to see if she can make some headway there.
Evicted from the Jolly Rottweiler.
All right, she's going to try to become a rogue in charted space, which is kind of the Corsair equivalent. And these are all physical characteristics. So I'm going to try to become a pirate, I guess.
Okay.
No, you know what? Enforcer, because that's survival is endurance and advancement is strength. So that's
okay. What page are you on?
I'm on page 40 of the core rulebook.
Yeah.
Okay.
Okay, so let's see if I can try to qualify this as a dexterity qualification. And I take a minus 1 for this because I had a previous career. All right. Okay, I rolled a 6 on the die. Minus 1 is a 5. I fail.
Wait, you get a plus from your dex, don't you?
No, I'm an 8. I have an 8 dex.
Oh, I thought you had a 9er.
Okay. Can't even become a pirate in charted space. Oh, can't even become an enforcer. So I will be. I don't think I qualify for the draft. So I guess I'm going to become a drifter.
Okay. Drifter. Amazing. We finally have a drifter. Didn't see it coming this way.
All right. A qualification for drifter is automatic. So that's great. okay. I think I'm going to choose wanderer as my assignment. You are a space bum living hand to mouth in slums and spaceports across the galaxy.
Great.
This has gone a lot differently than the ambassador's life.
Yes, it has.
A lot differently.
Yes, it has. Yes, it has. Okay. I'll do a skills roll. I'm going to do personal development.
You get jack of all 6. Trades.
Jack of all trades.
Yay! Yay! All right! Oh, wow. Okay. Suddenly you become one of the most powerful characters in the party.
Okay. So jack of all trades 1. That is incredibly useful. Okay. All right. And now I'll see if I survive. Endurance 7 plus. I rolled a 6.
Oh God, oh, Matthew! God. You can't even survive
make
as
it
a bum.
A drifter?
I couldn't make it. Couldn't cut it as a drifter.
Couldn't cut the mustard as a space bum.
I'm rolling terribly.
My condolences. The bum's lost.
The bum's lost.
Let's see what happens.
Your revolution is over, Mr. Lebowski.
Okay, I rolled a 5 for my mishap.
Betrayed by a friend. Well, at least you had a friend.
The other side of friend.
For a while, one of your contacts or allies betrays you, ending your career.
Career. That's funny.
My career.
Oh no, my career.
I'm sorry. That contact or ally becomes a rival or enemy. If you have no contacts or allies, then you are betrayed by someone you never saw coming and still gain a rival or enemy. In addition, roll 2D. If you roll 2, oh boy, you must take the prisoner career in your next turn.
Oh, wow.
Wow. Okay, this is going to take a development.
So this is a second rival or enemy.
I'm going to take an enemy.
Yeah.
Somebody, okay. It's somebody I met as another wanderer who I thought, you know, we thought we could like make it. She's still operating the pack mentality. She thought we were in it together. Yeah. And this guy was just out to. All right, let's see if I'm a prisoner. Oh, shit. I am a prisoner.
Are you serious?
Oh, my God. Oh, no.
Okay.
Oh, my God.
Oh, wow.
That's unbelievable.
This is the worst luck.
All right, let's go to the prisoner career.
This Varger has had a rough life.
She really has. Okay.
Where is the prisoner table? Where is that?
Page 56 of the core rulebooks. Well, let's see. Is there a prisoner career for the Varger?
Is there a Varger prisoner table?
That's what I was going to look. Loner. They have a loner.
No, you're in jail.
That's true.
Is there one you could roll to see if you get locked in the pound?
Didn't I go to the cook went to prison? Right?
Yes, he did.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Hey, you know what? I was going to talk about this. So we're all depriving ourselves of two skills with the connections rule. So when you're doing character creations, you can say like, oh, I was there for that event. And because of that, we both get a skill out of that. You can get a maximum of two skills. So I'm going to, once we have all the characters, I'm going to go through and make the connections. But I'm going to make a note here.
Yeah, that the cook,
connect
Enzo Jones.
Enzo Jones.
Met the Varger in prison.
Yeah.
That's so cool.
That's pretty cool.
Because I saw the prisoner list here and I remembered at the time I did my time as an inmate. Because you can do inmate, thug, or fixer in terms of your career progress. I did inmate and I just did one term and then I got out.
All right, let's do thug just for the fun of it.
Yeah.
Okay. So I'm going to roll on personal development. Let's see if she can make something of herself in prison. 3. Endurance
plus 1. Okay.
Okay. That's useful. Go up to an 8. Still plus 0. But okay. Now let's see if I survive. This is going to be a strength plus, a strength 8 plus.
Oh, my God.
7.
Oh, my God.
Oh, my God.
This is incredible.
Yeah, this is really.
Okay. Mishap. I'll do on the mishap table. Let's see what happens. 6.
Injured. Roll on the injury table.
No. Where's the injury table?
That's page 49.
Alright.
Okay.
Okay. Injury table. Here we go. Wanna roll high. 5.
Injured. Reduce any physical characteristic by 1.
Okay. And I imagine even though I failed survival, I stay in prison. I'm going to reduce my dexterity to 7.
Oh, okay.
Okay.
All right. Let's see. I assume, wait, how do you get out of prison? There's a whole system for
there's
this.
There's a parole thing. Can't remember.
Strange that it's not in the prison section here with the tables.
Yeah, you think it would be.
Yeah, I'm not seeing it.
Let's see.
We just did this obviously a couple weeks ago, and I just don't remember.
I can't remember what page it's on, but let me do a little quick search here. page 52. The prisoner career is a special career. Cannot enter voluntarily.
Leaving the prisoner career.
Not even mishaps will force them to leave. Instead, they have a value called a parole threshold. At the end of each term of the prisoner career, the traveler's advancement role, if the advancement role is greater than their parole threshold, it means their prison sentence has come to an end and they can leave this career. Otherwise, they may not leave the career, blah, 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 blah. Okay. I can't roll advancement because I failed survival. So I stay in. I assume I stay in prison.
Oh, you got to roll your threshold, though.
Yeah, you got to roll your starting threshold.
All right, my threshold is 1D plus 2. Let's see. 6.
Oh. Dude, that's the worst roll.
I know. I rolled a 4 plus 2 is 6.
Oh, okay. I was like, damn. Okay. All right. At the end of each term, if the traveler's advancement roll... Well, what was your advancement roll?
I didn't... When you roll, when you don't survive, you don't get an
advancement roll. You don't get an advancement roll.
Understood. Okay. Let's get back to it then.
Let's do my second term in prison. So how old am I now? That was,
you should be starting aging effects now.
Yeah, 1, 2. That's 4, 5. So that's going to be 40? 38. So I actually
38. That's what I meant.
So I should have rolled. I have to roll for both of these terms. So this I'll roll. Aging table is on the page that I know. Okay, 2D. Here we go. Page 49. Also. Gosh, I rolled a 12, which is great. That's good. Because you take the, yeah, no, I'm fine. No aging effects.
Great.
Okay. Great.
Okay. I spelled prisoner wrong in my notes. And I spelled it wrong again. Oh God, I'm so stressed.
Okay. I spelled prison wrong.
All right. Let's do skills, Jack. I'm going to go for that J-O-A-T.
Jack O-T.
And I don't get it, but I do get education plus 1.
Oh, wow. I spent a lot of time in the prison library.
Yeah.
Yeah. Started reading, courses. Started learning.
Okay. Let's see if I survive. So I was a thug. This is a strength roll. I don't survive.
Oh.
Oh, no.
Rolled a 4.
Okay.
Oh, no. I rolled a 5, so that's...
I think we've just made a character that can't be in the gauntlet.
They're just not there.
It's the equivalent of dying in character creation. All right, well, let's see what happens on this injury, and then maybe we'll leave this as a cliffy for next time to see if this Stargard ever gets out of prison.
Oh, my God. Let's just keep going to see if you ever get out of prison. Yeah, this is amazing. All right.
Okay, mishap. 1D. 3.
A prison gang persecutes you. You may choose to fight back if you wish, but if you do not, you lose all benefit rolls from your prisoner career. If you fight back, roll melee unarmed 8+, which you can do, well, sort of, fail and you must roll twice on the injury table and take the lower result. Succeed and you gain an enemy and raise parole threshold by +1.
Oh, man.
Okay, wow. All right, would you allow me to roll... melee natural.
Yes, yeah, of course.
Okay.
Yeah, this doesn't account for Vargers being in jail.
I just want to make sure you're clear on this, Matthew. Like, if you choose to fight, which is awesome, it's real bad. And if you choose to not fight, you lose your benefit rolls. Like,
I need my benefit rolls to get out of this terrible career. Nothing has been going well for me.
Okay, great. I just want to make sure, because as I kept reading it, the last line is like, it's very bad, even if you win. You know, so I was like, okay.
Well, if I get true rolls on the injury tables, I could be seriously debilitated.
Okay, here we go.
There's some decent mustering out benefits from the prisoner career.
Too, yeah.
Got it.
Okay. So I'm going to fight back. Here we go. Okay, I rolled an 8 on the die. +1 for strength is 9.
You got it.
+1 for the guy. Okay.
You killed a man.
So my parole threshold goes up to 7.
Yep. Yes.
Yep. And you gain another enemy.
the most hated Vargr in the galaxy.
Prison gang enemy. Okay. All right. Well, I don't get to roll for advancement, so we're doing another term in prisoner.
Okay.
Oh, well, I got to roll on the aging table. 9, so I'm okay. No effects. I mean, good health in prison.
Yeah.
But now you're about to be, you'll be 42 at the end of this, or you are 42 now?
That was my second term as a prisoner, so that's 6 terms. So, yeah, I'm 42.
Wow. At the start of this next term, you're 42.
Exactly.
Wow. Fascinating.
Wow. Wouldn't it be amazing if I just died in prison?
And then yeah.
That'd be incredible.
Why don't we stop it here? Let's stop it here. And you got to decide, like, are you going to abandon this character or are we going to roll it through to see if he ever gets out of prison and if he ever can become like a solid gauntlet character? It's very interesting.
I mean, the other thing I'm thinking now is also the gauntlet could be breaking this Vargr out of prison.
That's true.
That's true. It's completely changing.
That's true. That's,
yeah. Yeah, oh, that's so instead, fun. All right, so we started as a far trader. Then we moved to the idea of a yacht or a luxury liner. Yeah. And now we're thinking it's like a prison transfer ship or something, right? That like they're moving prisoners and for some reason the ambassador locked up.
A sports journalist, the Aslan Albert Einstein, and a cook are going to go break my Vargr. I don't know. We'll think about it.
It's because of what you discovered. It's because of this insane thing that you discovered. Oh wait, that's a different
person. That was
the scout. That was Amaya. But I mean, it could be. That's why Amaya's. Anyway, fascinating ideas that are kicking around here. Well, we're going to keep it developing, but we're going to go for now. We're going to go for today. Thank you guys for listening into our prep calls. This has been really fun, and I've been talking with McD about what to do as we come to the end of this Traveler stuff, including starting to build out our alien team. So I'm excited for that because there's going to be an alien gauntlet as well. So yeah. We're already planning like the next episodes that are going to come down the line. I've been talking to Jared about what he's going to do when he comes in and does this little prep show. So there's lots of fun stuff coming. We might not see us for a couple weeks because, again, we just kind of chip away at this at random times when we have a slot open. So you may not hear from us again for a couple weeks, especially because we're heading out to LA and Portland. But when we're back, we're going to record some more and we'll pick up where we left off with our Vargr prisoner. But until then, take it easy, everybody, and we'll see you next time. Bye.
Bye.
Legendary stories, awe-inspiring sound, and endless adventure. Welcome to the realms of peril and glory. Explore the mechanically magical vistas of Vale, the paranormal mysteries of liminal London, and the cyberpunk chaos of Cyborg. Fall in love with our core cast, or be awed by our incredible guests from familiar shows like Ox Venture, Three Black Halflings, and No Rolls Barred. Ignite your imagination and discover the realms of peril and glory today. Go to realmspod.com or search Realms of Peril and Glory wherever you listen to podcasts.
Hi, I'm Brian Lucci, a former Chicago cop. Now I'm a producer on Chicago PD, and I'd like to introduce you to the official One Chicago podcast. The first ever behind-the-scenes look at the iconic TV shows. We're talking Chicago Fire, Chicago PD, and Chicago Med. Join me each week for an exclusive conversation with the writers, the crew members, and the stars.
Void's doing the right thing for Void.
Check out the One Chicago podcast from Wolf Entertainment and USG Audio. Available now, wherever you get your podcasts.